I'm Marco Werman, and you're tuned to The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. 11 weeks ago, Hurricane Maria made landfall in Puerto Rico after we heard the predictions, and yes, still now there are parts of the island that have not recovered. One matrix, the electricity is still out for more than 30% of the territory. That's according to the Puerto Rican government. We want to get behind those headlines, though, to hear what living on the island feels like right now.
You get tired of eating cold stuff or eating things in a can or not being able even to have a warm bath. It's the little things that you miss the most.
That's Edmaris Carrazo, born and raised in Puerto Rico. Edmaris works in marketing in San Juan, where she writes the blog Siempre Jueves.
It is still a crisis. It's not fair to think that we're all over this. More than half of the country still have no power. Last Saturday, my in-laws got electricity for the first time in 90 days.
Wow.
But it comes and goes. So we still, like, for example, we disconnect all the appliances because we're kind of scared of how the energy comes and goes. So even if you have it, it's not normal at all. So you cannot really, like, make a big grocery store shopping because you're not sure if you're going to have a steady electricity. And on the offices, we all work now from 8 to 5 because there's no electricity before or after that. So at 4:55, we scream each other like, save everything, because the Wi-Fi is going down and the electricity is going down too. Some places, they still don't have any ATM or credit card system. So you still have to have cash just in case.
So you must have to budget time in your day just to wait on lines.
Well, it's crazy because usually we are impatient.
Aren't we all?
Naturally, it became normal, like, to be on an ATM to get some cash out. And if you see it's only like 20 people before you, it's a short line. And a couple of months ago, you wouldn't wait even for two people.
And with frequent blackouts, what about your refrigerator? Are you counting on it?
Well, here in the office, we have a refrigerator, but every day we move everything from the fridge to the freezer at 6 p.m., and then in the morning we put it down.
When you run into people on the street now in San Juan, I can imagine that simple encounters between people have changed, the topic of conversation and the general mood.
We try not to complain because we know, like, you're alive. So if you're alive, you're winning. If you haven't lost, you know, a loved one, you're winning. If you still have a roof, you're actually winning because there's a lot of people that do not have a roof yet. And even when people are sending a lot of supplies, they're getting wet because they do not have a shelter.
Wow. Edmaris, are you angry?
I'm a little bit over the angry face. I've been very angry. I've been very upset, very disappointed, frustrated. I'm kind of in the acceptance stage. You could see how people were changing their perspective every day in the way that they drive their cars.
Explain
like
that.
The first days, everyone was very nice about it. Like, yeah, go ahead. Trying not to rush things, trying to be safe. But we're over that. And people are already driving crazy. Our tolerance and patience, it's kind of empty.
And yet what little I know of Puerto Rico, I imagine people are leaning on one another quite a bit. I mean, you wrote about some impromptu gatherings like one the other day in a plaza. Tell us about that.
If you find someone in the street and they tell you that they still don't have water or they don't have energy and you do, you always invite them over to go laundry or I can freeze you some water bottles. That's the way we are. Even the people that don't have enough, they will try to share. And there's actually, I feel like, a sense of guilt. My mom had her power and her water back 2 weeks after the hurricane because she lives close to a hospital. And she used to tell me that she felt embarrassed that she has, you know, her energy and her water back and people didn't.
One last thing I want to ask you about something you alluded to in something you wrote, crying. Are more people crying in public than before? And how do people react now when they see somebody crying?
I think it's normal to see people crying on the cards. Puerto Ricans, we try to laugh. You know, we party if we win, we party if we lose. We are people that like to help each other, and we're people that like to gather up. We were saying the other day, like, this is going to be a great Christmas season. even if we don't have power, because we need this. We need to feel that we still have things to celebrate. You feel sad, but you will not allow sadness to win over you.
Edmaris Carazo, born and raised in Puerto Rico. We're thinking of you and the island. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you for taking the time of listening.